I'm Charlie Pellett, and this is Bloomberg New York. New York City home ownership is half the national rate. That's according to the U.S. Census Bureau. More than two-thirds of all single-family homes, co-ops, and condominiums in the U.S. were owner-occupied last year. That's higher than New York's rate of 34.4%. Ingrid Ellen is co-director of New York University's Furman Center for Real Estate and Urban Policy.
They suggest that homeownership in New York City has risen over the last 5 or 6 years, but that it still lags far behind the rest of the country, with homeownership rates in New York are at about a third of New York City households own their homes, as compared to roughly two-thirds of households in the country as a whole.
What are some possible explanations then?
Well, I mean, generally, fewer households in cities overall in large cities own their homes. But even there, New York City has a lower home ownership rate as compared to its peer cities. And I think part of that is that New York and other large cities tend to be a haven for younger workers, for students who are less likely to be ready to make that long-term commitment to home ownership. They're still at a very mobile stage of their life, and buying a home, given the high moving cost, doesn't make a lot of sense when you're planning to move. Secondly, it's also always been a gateway city for immigrants who tend to, especially when they first come to the country, don't have the resources and access to financing to purchase homes. Third, I think it has something to do perhaps with the housing stock. Homeownership isn't impossible in multifamily buildings, but it's more complicated. In New York, we're in a situation where two-thirds of the housing units in New York City are in multifamily buildings. And I think finally, it's affordability. I mean, very high housing costs in New York City just simply make it extremely difficult for households to afford homes and to become homeowners.
There are a couple of other cities. You mentioned peer cities. A couple of other cities come to mind when you talk about comparisons to New York City. I'm thinking about Boston. I'm thinking about San Francisco, possibly Los Angeles. They also fall into many of the categories that you mentioned for us. How close are they to New York City in terms of home ownership rates?
So Boston is the closest. Our estimates suggest the home ownership rate in Boston is about 36%, 38% in San Francisco, 40% in Los Angeles.
What about?
So they're sort of close, but they're higher. And then when you get to sort of Chicago, it's 49%.
What are the implications then for policymakers or perhaps people who are in the real estate industry?
Well, I think that most people, this has been a longstanding issue for New York City. That's one thing to point out. But like I said, home ownership rate actually in New York City has risen more rapidly in the last 5 or 6 years than in the country as a whole. So in a sense, we're actually catching up, although we remain far behind. I think it's home ownership is thought of as bringing many benefits to individual households. It is a source of security. It's a vehicle for accumulating wealth, and it's a source of pride. It also, many people believe home ownership actually benefits entire communities because homeowners are more likely, because they have a stake in their homes, to make investments in maintenance and to be more involved in the community. So actually it can, to that extent, the lower home ownership rates in New York City suggests, something that is sort of a lack of investment in New York. But
how often then does the Furman Center look at these numbers, and what has the trend been in recent years?
Well, the trend has been that, as I said, the home ownership rate has increased actually in New York City in recent years as compared to the country as a whole. I mean, it's increased in the country as a whole, but it's also increased in New York City and somewhat more rapidly.
And what about the subprime mortgage crisis, of course, that is also unfolding? Did that in any way influence these numbers?
It's a good question. I think we don't know that. I think certainly there is some concern that the home ownership rate, the recent increases in the home ownership rate have been pushed up by people stretching to buy homes and getting themselves into or being tricked into exotic mortgages that in the long run won't enable them to keep their homes.
And the larger question with New York City home ownership at half the national rate, what would be a reasonable level for New York City to aspire to? Is it ever possible for New York City to reach the national rate, given all of the other factors that you've outlined?
You know, I I doubt it. And I don't know necessarily it is what we aspire to. I mean, I think you do have to sort of take home ownership in context. And I don't necessarily think that a 33% home ownership rate in New York City suggests that people aren't committed to New York City. I think people are actually the mobility rates. People stay in New York City, it turns out, for actually a fairly long time and stay in their housing units. So I'm not sure we can read it exactly that it's an apples to apples comparison in terms of what the implications are and the consequences of that home ownership rate.
What sorts of forecasts then does the Furman Center have for New York City real estate prices?
Well, we don't really do those forecasts. I can tell you what has happened in recent years, certainly, but that's not new news that we've seen an incredible rate of appreciation in New York City over the past 5 years or so, with essentially prices rising from the median sales price between 2000 and 2005. Increased by 68% in real terms. That's after controlling for inflation. So this is a dramatic increase, and the consequences on affordability are pretty stunning. Where we found that only 5% of the homes that sold last year in New York City were affordable to a New York household earning the median income in the city.
Ingrid Allen, who is co-director of New York University's Furman Center for Real Estate and Urban Policy.